This is the GOAT Level Podcast with your host, the GOAT, the legend, the hero, Van Pugh.
The NFL schedule is finally out. I wasn't even as hyped for it this time. Maybe because there may or may not be a birthday game this time, even though my birthday's on a Sunday this time. So that still might be on the table. I think I saw that the Commanders on the road, maybe? I'm going to look up that week for the NFL. Because I just need to know. Do I want to go to Philly? Do I want to stay here? I mean, there's so many East Coast teams that are in decent distance from where I am in Southeast DC. So, hey, why not? All right, here we go. So that's, okay, that's week one. I can't believe I'm getting into this already. No, that's week three. Here we go, week four. Week four. Week four, September 29th. New Orleans at Atlanta. Bengals in Carolina. I don't know. LA and Chicago. That's interesting. Minnesota, Green Bay. That's always interesting. Jacksonville at Houston. Ooh, that's going to be a good one. Pittsburgh at Indy. Denver at the Jets. I don't know. Philly at Tampa Bay, the rematch. I'm not going to Tampa Bay. Most likely not. But that's interesting. The rematch after they blew us out in the playoffs. I love Bake, but he got to get this work. We got to get him back for what happened. Commanders and Cardinals. Oh, that's a blowout. Patriots and 49ers. Should be a blowout. Kansas City and LA is very interesting. Cleveland and Raiders. I don't know. Buffalo and Baltimore. That's the one. That's the closest game to me on September 29th. And it's a Sunday night game. Lamar versus Josh Allen. Here's the problem with that, though. I probably would have to get a hotel in Baltimore if I did that. Because there's no way. I mean, I could make the drive. It's only like an hour. But I don't know. That traffic, and then I got to come all the way home. I know down 295 is not that bad, especially that time of night. But still, it's NFL traffic. I don't know if I want to deal with that at 11 p.m. midnight. I had to deal with it as a Lyft driver, and that was bad enough. So I can't imagine me actually going to the game and trying to go home on a Sunday night on my birthday. I don't know if I want to do that. But I will think about it. Would rather just stay in a hotel or just not go and be responsible and just watch it at the house. We will see. But September 29th is interesting. And they're ending off with a doubleheader the next day. Tennessee and Miami. That was a really good game last time. Tennessee upset Miami and kind of begin putting the nail to the coffin of the Miami Dolphins. Seattle and Detroit is always, it has been a great game the last 2 years, and I'm expecting nothing different. Well, I don't know. I think Detroit will actually destroy them this time. Like, I know the last 2 years it's been game of the year type quality games, but this year I think Detroit is way better than these guys, and I don't think it's going to be as close this time. But that's just me. That's just me. So that's birthday weekend games. Week six, though, when I'm in Dallas, I'm like, am I finally going to see this Cowboys stadium? Ooh, that's Commanders versus Ravens. Ooh. A little DMV war right there. Cleveland at Philly. I wonder, the only reason I care about that game is I want to see how the fans treat Deshaun Watson. Probably not nice. They're probably going to destroy this guy. That's it. Detroit and Dallas, 3:25 local time in Dallas at Jerry's World. First of all, I hope I'm in Dallas. Second of all, I hope I can go to this game because it's going to be like that. It was good last year. So I expect this year to be potentially, once again, a game of the year. Oh my God, Denver's losing by 41. Which makes me think, what the heck happened the last three games? They are punishing the Nuggets. This is unreal. That's okay. Game 7 ain't going to be like that. Game 7 is going to be close. And I saw it coming a mile away. After game 4, I knew this series was going 7. So game 7's on Sunday. I plan to watch it. I shouldn't be watching it, but I plan to watch it. But that's basketball. NFL schedules. Yeah. While I'm in Dallas, Lions, Cowboys, I'm trying to see it. I'm trying to stay in Dallas an extra day or two so I can see it. It's going to be lit. Of course, I'm going to root for the Lions. And I know I'm going through the NFC East schedule soon, and I'm probably going to give the Lions the win for that, but it's going to be a close game. Like, that could go either way. Last year's game was so good. I'm expecting the same this year. And probably Tom Brady on the call. Tom Brady is a... Wait a minute. Is this a Fox game? Yeah, it's a Fox game. It's a Fox game. So I'm expecting Tom Brady to be on the call for that. Well, it's going to be lit. I'm telling you. I can't wait. Anyway. Okay. Should I get to the body bags yet? All right. Other things I was looking for with the schedule. Of course, when do the Eagles play the Commanders? It's late in the season, both games. That one in Philly on Thursday Night Football, I was not expecting to be playing this team on Thursday Night Football. I know the last time, was it a Thursday night? Or, oh, Lord Jesus, this guy. Even Luka Garza making shots now. Just go home. Just pack it up. It's over. Anyway, the last time I went to Eagles Commanders primetime on a weekday, I had a great time. And that was the infamous Jalen getting booed and them chanting for freaking Gardner Minshew. And Jalen hasn't looked back since, I don't think. So it's been a hell of a ride since then. And I can't wait. And it's going to be, oh my God, they might win by 50. Anyway, it's going to be a bunch of Commanders fans there. Of course, they're not. It's going to be nothing like Eagles fans in D.C. But there's going to be some Commanders fans there. I mean, last time I went, I saw Commanders fans that went to freaking McNamara. That was crazy. Now, I don't know. They made the trip just like I did. But it's a game that's on my radar I'd love to go to. It's doubtful, especially with how expensive Eagles tickets have been lately. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see. Of course, Eagles Commanders here is always on the table. I'm sure those tickets are going to be affordable. I don't know. They haven't been. They weren't last year. What did I even do last year during that game? I probably had to work. Most likely I had to work. I don't remember. All I know is Eagles won. AJ Brown went off. It was a close game, though, because our defense was trash. And you know that. But they hung on. They won. And then I told Commanders fans to know their role. Because what are they doing?
Facts.
But yeah, man, late in the season. One game is November. Other game is late December. Like right before Christmas, I believe. They got to know their role. And I assume the Eagles will do it again. Oh, Colin Carr said, or was it John Middlecoff? Ooh, nice block. Anyway, I think it was John Middlecoff that said, it doesn't matter what the Kansas City Chiefs schedule is. They're going to be back in the playoffs and they're going to probably coast to the AFC Championship because that's what has happened the last 5 or 6 years. But you know we're looking forward to Chiefs Bills. You know we're looking forward to Chiefs Ravens to open the season. That's a good one. The NFL did good on that one. I give them props. They got that one right. What if it ends up being a dud, which would be the opposite of Chiefs and Lions, which we all thought, well, I thought it was going to be a blowout, and then the Lions came to play, and they showed that they almost made the Super Bowl. They showed why they were a top contender. Like, it wasn't just a fluke. This was almost a Super Bowl preview. Could this Chiefs and Ravens be another AFC Championship preview? Hey, man. It was a good game they played back in January. And I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to them opening season. They did good on that. Now, I haven't even looked at the international games. The only one I care about is the Eagles and Packers. Got to win that game for bragging rights and to get off on the right start. I hope by some miracle I can go. But it's looking very, very unlikely. I mean, the flights actually aren't terrible. It's just everything else I'm worried about. I don't think it's gonna happen. But if by some miracle it does, and I go and I have a great time, and the Eagles win, I'm gonna be pumped. But we'll see. I'm very, very doubtful it's going to happen. What else? So I was looking for NFL Thanksgiving because I wanted Cowboys and Texans. The Texans are an up-and-coming team. They're a very exciting team. And, you know, CJ Stroud and, oh, man, Micah Parsons have become quick friends and kind of like frenemies. You know what I'm saying? Like they've been talking trash and they've been hanging out with each other and stuff. I wanted to see these two go at it, man, on Thanksgiving, but it's not gonna happen. These fools. As much as I've praised the schedule maker so far, these guys got Giants and Cowboys on Thanksgiving.
It's a complete crap.
Are you kidding? That's crazy. The Giants, not the Texans, not the Eagles, not even the Commanders. The Giants, we saw this 2 years ago, right? Honestly, we saw it before then. Have the Giants ever won this game? They didn't 2 years ago. They tried their best. They lost. Bro, like this, there is no way. The Giants are not beating Cowboys on Thanksgiving. This might be a blowout. Again, Jesus Christ. All those really good opponents on the Cowboys schedule, and we got to do the Cowboys and the Giants? Come on, man. Well, hey, listen. If you have eaten too much turkey, if you have just eaten too much and maybe overloaded on dessert, you can take a nap during this game. I don't blame you. Look, I'm not sleeping on this game. I'm snoring on it.
Facts.
The NFL schedulers messed up. Anyway, it didn't matter who the Lions were going to play, because the Lions are really good now, and I think anyone they would have picked would have worked. The Bears. Great pick. Usually Lions, Bears on Thanksgiving, yawn. But you add Caleb Williams and all these weapons he has and the excitement around the Lions, oh, you got one heck of a matchup. I can't wait. Now I'm with that. That's going to be a good game. Cowboys, Giants, joke. Now, we bring you back to life with the Dolphins and the Packers. That's going to be fireworks. You talking about two of the most explosive offenses in the league. Jordan Love with his receivers and Josh Jacobs. And then on the other side, you got Tyreek Hill, Tua Tagovailoa, Jalen Waddle, Odell. Bruh. Tyreek Hill? Man, and then their fast track star running backs, Mostert and A-Chain? Man, both offenses. This is going to be a defensive game, ain't it? Anytime we hype up the offenses too much, they falter. They don't come to play. The defenses do. We'll see. But on paper, this look like this is going to be fireworks. This is a great game to put on the nightcap because it probably is going to be on Peacock. I don't know yet, but I wouldn't be surprised if the game's on Peacock. But I'd watch it. I mean, it's going to be lit. I can't wait. I don't know. Might be the game of the day. But, you know, that's just on paper. We got to see how it turns out. Who's healthy, who's not, and how both teams are playing. How all these teams are playing. And finally, Christmas, you got the Chiefs and the Steelers. That game's over already. It's going to be a blowout. I know. Russ plays Kansas City pretty tough. He definitely did with Denver. And I think Seattle. But he plays them tough. That might be the only silver lining. Justin Fields might be playing by then. But it's only silver lining. Because other than that, the Chiefs are going to go medieval on these guys. It's over. Netflix is streaming game. It's over. Like, the Chiefs are going to win that game. They clearly picked that game to get the Taylor Swift viewers. We don't even know if Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are going to be together then. We don't even know if Taylor Swift is even going to be around. She could be on tour in a warmer weather continent or something. But they going for it. They rolling the dice. Now, once that nonsense of a game is over, Ravens-Texans. I think the Texans will put up a better fight this time, and we're going to have a really good game on our hands. I can't wait. It's in Houston, so we won't have to worry about no nonsense, cold, and snow of Baltimore. So I can't wait. This This is going to be lit. This is going to be lit. Well, Thanksgiving and Christmas. Looking forward to all of those games for the most part. I mean, Chiefs and Steelers left to be desired, and so is Giants and Cowboys, but everything else is straight. I'm cool with it. Now, is it time for the body bags? I guess I am going to do what I do every year and go through all the NFC East team schedules. So, you know, do I want to start with the Commanders or? No, you know what? This is going to be funny. All right, we'll go in order. I'll start with the Cowboys. All right, here we go, here we go, here we go. As soon as it comes up, as soon as it comes up. All right, man. What the heck? All right, here we go, here we go, here we go. That's preseason. Okay, here we go, here we go, here we go. They open the season at the Browns, Tom Brady's debut. Man, that's a loss. The Browns going to get him. I don't care. Deshaun Watson going to punish. So they're already 0-1. Saints, they should beat them. I'll get them that. 1-1. Ravens, that could be a game of the year type of, you know, quality. I'm going with the Ravens. I don't care. I don't care. The last time, remember the Ravens closed out Texas Stadium? They, like, ran the ball down their throats. And they punish the Cowboys. I'm expecting that type of game. So they're 1-2 at this point. Giants, come on, bro. They own the Giants. That's a dub. They're 2-2. At the Steelers, they should win that. They should win that 3-2. So the Lions, the game I should be at, but I'm not sure. You lost. I'm going to just go ahead and say, I'm expecting to watch you lose in person, and I'm going to laugh straight to the car. So that right there, you're 3-3. Then you got bye week, whatever. 49ers, oh, that's a big-time loss. It's like, nah, it's going to be a close game. You're not just going to let them blow you out again, especially after bye week. I say instead of losing by 20, 30 points, maybe they'll lose by 3. But they're still going to lose. So that's 3-4. At the Falcons, bro, that should be a blowout. 4-4. Eagles, nah, we got it. I'm gonna speak it into existence. The Eagles will go into Dallas and finally win for the first time since 2017. I'm going to speak it into existence. I'm going to speak it into existence. So now the Cowboys are 4-5. The Texans, that's a loss. CJ Stroud's going to go medieval. 4-6. At the Commanders, loss. 4-7. Giants on Thanksgiving, like, that's a blowout. 5-7. Bengals, got to have it. You'll probably win that. 6-7. At the Panthers, yeah, that should be a dub. 7-7. Trying to come back. The Bucks at home. Bake, I'm sorry, but. Yeah, I got to get the Cowboys that one. So now you're on a winning streak, 8-7. At the Bird, it's tough to beat y'all twice, 9-7. Fine, whatever. The Commanders at home, that's a blowout. So 10-7. 10-7. Not bad. But it probably ain't going to be better than the Bird. And that is the Word. Speaking of the Bird, it's time to get to the Bird. Now, okay, they kind of did this by division. Okay, all right. Here we go. The Eagles. Last year I predicted them 11-6, right? That's exactly what happened. But how it happened? Oh, no. I think I did 12-5, 13-4. It's pretty close. I mean, I was pretty close. You know, how it happened just blew my mind, but it happened, so it is what it is. Okay. Packers, that's a dub. That's a dub. I think we got a better overall team, and we got to get that game for bragging rights, speaking that into existence. The Falcons coming to Philly, they don't know what they're getting themselves into. 2-0, just like that. At the Saints, feel like we should win that, but nah, I'm going to go ahead and say we lost that one. 2-1. Bucks, nah, we not losing the rematch. 3-1. Browns at home. Oh, that could go either way. Yeah, I say we edge them. So we had that bye. So we're 4-1 now. 4-1. At the Giants, oh, we got to get that revenge. 5-1. At the Bengals, probably a loss, not a good matchup. 5-2. Jaguars at home, 8-20. Yeah, I'm going to say we edge them 6-2. I already said we'll win at the Cowboys. 7-2, speaking into Commanders. Speaking it into existence, Commanders. Thursday night at home. No chance we lose that one. 8-2. At the Rams, probably a loss. 8-3. At the Ravens, I won't win that game so bad. But probably lost. 8-4. Panthers, come on now. At home, barbecue chicken. Should be barbecue chicken. So that's 9-4. So we're 9-4 now. Steelers at home. The Steelers haven't beaten us at home since like 1967. It's not going to happen this season. 10-4. At the Commanders, come on now. Lincoln Financial Field South. I might be at this game right before Christmas. The Eagles should punish, or it'll be a close game because most of these games have been close and it's annoying. But listen, the Eagles are going to make them know their role. And don't you forget it. So yeah. We're going to get that one. Cowboys, I guess it's a split. So what are we, 11-5? So 11-5. Giants, yeah, we ain't losing them this season. We just not. So boom, 12-5. Two games ahead of them boys. And they might have to come to the Bird to play in the playoffs. And God have mercy on their souls if they got to do that. They're going to be in trouble. Anyway, what we got next? Giants. All right, Giants. Let me see what we got with the Giants. Let me see what we got. All right, anyway. What the heck? And the new uniforms are champ. Looking like the Montreal Canadiens. Looking like freaking, I don't know. It looked like the 1925 Giants. Boy, they look like, oh man, I don't even know. They just trash. But anyway, let's get to the schedule. Where is it? Okay, here we go. All right. I'm about to get to it real soon. All right, here we go. All right. Open the season with the Vikings. You know what? I'll give it to you. Sam Darnold, J.J. McCarthy, don't believe in either of them, even though the Vikings may or may not have the better overall team. I'm still going to give it to the Giants 1-0. At the Commanders, that's a loss. Finally, right? Finally. You've been owning them all these years. Finally a loss. So, all right, you 1-1. At the Browns, loss, boy. Cowboys, nah, that's a loss, bro. That's a loss. So now you're 1-3. At the Seahawks, a loss. Boy. 1-4. Bengals, loss. Eagles, loss. At the Steelers, you might get that one. You might get that one. All right, so now you're 2-6. Commanders, that's a W. Come on. Listen, I don't know when the next time the Commanders are going to win at MetLife. Like, let's be real for a second. This is not, I can't see it happening, period. So I guess now you're 3-6. At the Panthers, should win that. Should. Well, no. All right, 4-6. Now I finally get to bye week. Buccaneers, Bake about to cook, y'all. Bake is about to cook, y'all. You're 4-7. At the Cowboys, huge loss on Thanksgiving. I don't know why they set y'all up like this. So what? 4-8? Okay. Saints, I'll give you that one. 5-8. Ravens, loss. Boy, huge loss. Y'all going to die. Falcons, that's a win. 6-9. Colts, end of the season. 6-9. Colts, I give you that one. 7-9. At the Bird, you definitely ain't winning that game. 7-10. Get out of here. 7-10. Bum team. Anyway, it's time for the grand finale. You already know. Wait a minute. I'm trying to get to it. Oh, yeah. The local team. The Washington Commanders. AKA the Washington sitcom. Let's see what they working with. I've been waiting for this. You know what? I'm not even going to get into the schedule. Let's get straight into the body bags. Bucks, body bag. Cardinals, body bag. The Ravens are going to put their body bag in a body bag.
Facts.
Body bag, battle rap reference. If you know, you know. That's all I'm saying. I ain't gonna go too in deep with it, but yeah, I expect the Commanders to get cooked those games. So, okay, let's start. Okay, I literally just said they were going to get bodied by the Buccaneers. Not even going to be close. Freaking Baker Mayfield is going to go medieval, and Mike Evans might have 200 yards at halftime. It's over. It's over. Bucks by 20 week one. Okay. Bounce back against the Giants with maybe a rookie quarterback, new coaching staff. It's hard not to win that game. I'm serious. Like, I don't know how you could lose that game. So 1-1. At the Bengals, loss, boy. At the Cardinals, big loss. Kyler Murray is going to kill you again. Now you're 1-3. Browns. The last time I went to the Browns game, Browns and Commanders, I was dying laughing because the fans were turning on Carson Wentz. The Browns ran all over them. They forced 3 turnovers, maybe 4. It was a funny game, boy. But when it comes to this season, I'll get them that one. I don't know why, but they're going to find some way to win that game. So, 2-4. The Ravens, going to die. You're going to die. 2-5. The Panthers, like, the whole division should beat the Panthers. 3-5. The Bears against Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams is coming back home. Against Caleb Williams. Oh, you lost. You lost. Caleb Williams is not coming to play with y'all. He's just not. Caleb Williams is not coming to play with y'all. You're 3-5 at the Giants. Yeah, you lost. You don't win in the Meadowlands. You just don't. 3-6. Steelers. Yeah. Okay. All right, you get that. You'll get that. 4-6. At the Bird on Thursday Night Football, lost, boy. Cowboys, you gotta win that game. Come on. You gotta win that game. 5-7. Titans. I'll give you that. 6-7. So you're kinda in the division hunt, kinda. At the Superdome, that's a loss, bro. That's a loss. Eagles, loss. Falcons at home. Might be going against Taylor Heineke if he's still there. That is a dub. 7-9. At the Cowboys, boy, you gonna die. 7-10. So, yeah. So, I got the Giants, Commanders, 7-10. So, all right. Annual NFC East schedule prediction. This year, no surprise, I got the Eagles winning the division again at 12-5. Got the Cowboys at 10-7. Got the Commanders and Giants at 7-10, splitting their games. So I don't know who gets the tiebreaker. It's probably whatever the next best tiebreaker procedure is. So, yeah. There you go. I'm telling you. The Commanders are going to meet a man named Kyler Murray, and they should be worried. If he's not pressured or hurried, they will be losing by 30. I forgot the rest of the words, but you know. I'll make a full-length poem of the Commanders going against the Cardinals because Kyler Murray is going to cook them, and it's going to be hilarious. Just like it was the last time. Anyway, GoatLevelTees.com for all things Goat Level. Mr. Van Pugh, man, you already know that I'm out. Peace.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Goat Level Podcast. Make sure you share, subscribe, and get money.